welcoming us all once again, the breath, like the call to prayer, the breath, calling the mind into softness, not perfect silence, it doesn't have to be perfectly silent, not perfect stillness. The breath calling the mind into a softness, a spaciousness, a sense of awe. Awe is so wonderful because that is, it's almost a state of being, isn't it? And the mind will just naturally start to become softer and more quiet. In that state of being. Breathing in and breathing out, we come together again. Hearts opening. And remember, Master, you don't have to do anything. Your light body is already activated. Your DNA templates are already activated. It is, remember, the human aspect, the one that grasps, the one that feels it is not, does not have, is not there yet, needs to get somewhere. That is the one that simply powers down. And a lot of these rituals that we do, and I use the word ritual with a great deal of reverence, as many of you will know. Many of these rituals are to get the human aspect to soften and expand. The light of your true being is there always, always. You don't have to do anything. And it's easier now, isn't it? It's easier now. You just sit and you listen to this, meaning you tune in to this morphic field. And we weave together in the way that we do right now, this time. You in your light-filled magnificence, me in my effulgence, we just weave together now. In the configuration that reflects our vast, powerful, magnificent souls in current time. Now, if that doesn't inspire awe, I don't know what will. We often refer to as the fifth dimensional timeline, the fifth dimensional Earth, the new Earth. That expanded bandwidth and state of being as a lived experience. That exists in a sort of frequency bandwidth. And we've got to tune to that. Because there is another frequency bandwidth. That is lower, denser, It is where we are controlled. It is where the human aspect would plug in to the distortion patterns. And the human aspect, a lot of the human aspect is really actually constructed with distortion patterns, programs. We call them beliefs, trauma imprints. Where that human aspect plugs in to that lower frequency bandwidth. At that point, it's almost like we become subject to the laws of that. The physics, as it were, of that denser, slower vibrational bandwidth that we call matter, we call the third dimensional earth, the third dimensional matrix, the inverted matrix, the illusion, the simulation. This is why it really does matter what frequency or vibration we are holding. All right, well, let's look at this then. Good question, thank you. What is the difference between frequency and vibration? All right, now first let's do this. The human mind's attempt to understand something, to come up with a concept, that is part of a continuum, and actually I honor that. It's just, you might say, disparaging that whole human construct, but, you know, within that, the mind and the ability to sort of conceptualize and understand and make sense of and all of that, that can actually be extremely powerful and extremely beneficial. But it's within that particular bandwidth. But let's just say, if we're trying to, through language and the expression of concepts through language, do all of that, then we're going to be using the mind, of course, and language and all of that. But this is all on a continuum, meaning that there is an inherent, an understanding of an evolution within this. I used to, a little check-in I used to use on myself long ago, was I would sort of stop myself sometimes mid-thought stream, and I would say, is this the highest potential? No, sorry. Is this the highest truth that you can currently access? So I just stopped myself. Kathleen, is this the highest truth that you can currently access? And I would, you know, therefore encourage that aspect of myself, my small s self, to reach for, to expand into, all right, what would be a higher truth that I could access around this? So, what I'm saying here is, let's explore just a little bit what the difference, or perhaps just the definition might be, of the subtle difference between frequency and vibration. What I'm going to express is just my current time understanding, the way that I'm working with it, playing with it, experiencing it now. And I assume that that is going to change and up-level. It's like a tool, so the concept that we can come up with around this, and hopefully it will be beneficial for us now, and we can use it. But it's a tool. It's meant to be used. And then when it is no longer needful or reflective of what's going on, we're going to put it down. So we're not going to grab a hold of anything. We're not going to etch anything in stone right now. So I think potentially, very simply, we could say that one's frequency is more of a lasting, foundational I'm not even sure what to call it. All right, let's just say that. It is more lasting. It is more abiding. Vibration can sort of rise and fall, as we know. We might liken it to the difference between contentment, let's just say, this is sort of a Buddhist understanding, the difference between contentment and happiness, meaning that contentment is this sort of calm, smooth, abiding, unshakable set point. Happiness then rises from that like waves out of this ocean of contentment. Happiness rises, and of course there's a rising and a falling. Vibration, in my current understanding, is similar. Vibration and frequency. One's frequency I almost want to say it doesn't often change that much. But of course the frequency can rise. There is low frequency consciousness, there is high frequency consciousness. And it is the vibration that I think we, especially that the we, the aspect that's listening to these words and engaging with this at the level, which is more a combination of the human aspect and the divine expansive soul light aspect. Frequency is that which we can sort of play with and work with and influence and change more. We notice its shifts and its variations much more acutely as well. We can be basically a high frequency being, but still experience low vibrational states. And one of the ways that this happens is, remember our two bandwidths, we will get sort of hooked in or sucked in to that lower frequency bandwidth. Now, I'm using the term frequency bandwidth. the limitations of language. This lower sort of energetic bandwidth, the third dimensional matrix, where our human aspect plugs in, oh so naturally, oh so, alas, very effortlessly. So we can basically be a high frequency being, but still be, by virtue of our human aspect, plugging in to that lower frequency bandwidth. Those lower vibrational states absolutely can fluctuate through us. And that's okay. But just know that when you are plugging in to that lower vibrational set, it's like AM and FM radio. If you're in AM radio, all you got is AM radio. That's all you're going to be listening to. You've got to switch to FM for the FM bandwidth to become your reality, to flood your ears and your cranial cavity and your senses and your being and to uplift you and all of that, and. It really does matter what your, so we're going to use both, what your vibration is. It is my current understanding that that will raise your frequency overall. Your frequency set point can rise, of course. Yes, see, the blue jay agrees. Thank you, thank you. I think he's just asking for more food, actually. Just be aware that when you have vibrated yourself onto that lower frequency bandwidth, you are subject to the laws there. That becomes quite real. The third dimensional matrix and those that set it up, constructed it, perpetuate and enforce it, they very much want you, especially you, a master of light, they very much want you to keep plugging back in to their bandwidth through that human aspect. The one that was programmed, the one that was traumatized, the one that has beliefs, and the one that grasps, the one that seeks, the one that thinks it is a student and needs teaching. That's where they want you. We can literally vibrate ourselves out of harmony with that, as though we drop off a radar screen. That is the power of something like this group configuration, for example. We create this morphic field that sort of maintains that frequency, a high frequency. And that's why we continue to circle back to this idea of, we've got you. We've got you. It's okay. It's okay if we're still rising and falling like waves with through the exploration, the continued exploration, ultimately the dissolution of that human construct. It's okay if we're still rising and falling with that. Because that high frequency truth of your true being, your true nature, that is a constant. And that is what this group energy reinforces. And there is still merit in a human construct, or human aspect, that is saying, all right, I'm going to, you know, try to keep a high vibration today. Even though the human aspect that is striving for something is the one that's actually dissolving. Don't tell it that. But it's still a beneficial exercise. Within that third dimensional bandwidth. So do it. Keep doing it. Raise the bar for yourself, for that aspect of self. Especially now. There are a lot of low vibrational energetics zinging around, and a lot more still in the formative stages that are going to then be hurled out to the collective, to the masses, to sort of see what sticks, especially now, and in the maybe 2 years or so to come. You are a high frequency being of consciousness, and you simply have vibrational fluctuations. And so we come to the second part now of the message for today, for this group. Which actually was the first message that came through. Very simple, very powerful. Connect to nature. Nature is a very high frequency bandwidth. It is one that is incredibly supportive of the body, and we've said this many, many times about how important the body is, one's vibration for sure, possibly even the frequency, as such as we express here on the planet in these bodies, has a lot to do with your body. Connect with nature. Tune yourself more and more to that. Let's continue that analogy, that radio station. I love that term, VHF, the very high frequency. Nature is the VHF for ascension. That is, as you know, a rather effortless way to raise your vibration, which will then help to stabilize the human aspect at your high frequency, which is your baseline bandwidth of your sort of soul consciousness level. Don't fool yourself. If you are engaging in things, thoughts, substances, activities, even music, movies, anything like that, that is low vibrational, you are plugging back in to that low frequency bandwidth. And remember, that's right where they want you. And if that, then that is not where you want to be. we desire to experience from a human aspect, meaning the aspect that thinks we don't have it already, is experiencing not having it already. What we desire, what we truly resonate with, is a higher frequency bandwidth. Make it a priority. And not just with the thoughts, trying to think high vibe thoughts, while, you know, all make it all levels of your being as much as possible. The physical body. And if you are having a very authentic vibrational fluctuation, which there's probably more coming for all of us, no matter how high frequency we are. Exactly. Even if we're having those fluctuations, that's okay. That's when you rest with this group energy. You just sink back, lay back, let us hold you, let us support you. Let your innate high frequency state of being let that just support you. That's your lifeline. Because probably if you're having a fluctuation, as it were, a wobble, as we sometimes call it, that is just something that you are alchemizing. We've done a lot of work to create these powerful momentums of positive high frequency flows. You could call them patterns in the field, geometries, potentials. We've done a lot of work to create that. Now let that support you through the fluctuations. And as soon as you can, you just get back into your alignment, Master. Plug into the high frequency bandwidth. Good. You're doing a great job.